If you've ever stood in the arrivals lounge in any major airport, then you'll understand a piece of the mystery of Christmas. When you're shoulder to shoulder with those strangers watching the gate where freshly arrived passengers stream flush-faced and dragging their luggage, it's obvious that you have something in common with the others waiting there. You're all expecting someone. The anticipation is palpable in every facial expression, every impatient glance at a watch or a cell phone, or the large screens which detail the status of each flight. What makes this particular experience illustrative is that you're also all waiting for different people and for different reasons. So if you watch the people around you, you'll see their faces light up with recognition and excitement, and you'll turn to see what brought this reaction, and it's a total stranger. This stranger's arrival has no effect on you. You don't feel relieved or joyful. You don't feel anything at all. This moment, which has just had such an impact on the person beside you, hasn't affected you very much. And if you're waiting for someone that you love, then you can experience the other side of this same mystery. The person that you're expecting is absent to everyone in the arrivals lounge, but only you can feel their absence. Their absence is like a physical gap in your chest. You're just as aware of it as you are of the sights and sounds of everything else around you. How is it that we could be so aware of something that is totally undetectable to someone else, and vice versa? What we discover is that our kindergarten teachers were wrong. We have more than five senses. Love, it turns out, functions just like a sense, transforming our experience of the world around us. How much better is an evening spent in the company of someone you love than by yourself? How much more delight do you take in even mundane things when someone that you love is around with you? And after you've lost someone that you love, how diminished do things which you used to really enjoy suddenly seem? That movie which you used to enjoy watching together and that song which you both used to enjoy singing along to, it just isn't as good when the one you love isn't around to enjoy it with you. That insignificant little preposition, with, gets to the heart of what is going on in the incarnation. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. From the very beginning, God desired to be with God's people, physically, spiritually, totally with us. God's coming in Christ is very similar to your beloved coming through that arrival gate at the airport. The same tangible absence beforehand, the same building anticipation, and the same uplift when you see the beloved. This is the miracle of Christmas, not that in the nativity we see love, but that with love, the presence of the beloved, we see everything else with fresh eyes. With love, we see people who previously aggravated us in a more compassionate focus. With love, we see suffering and trials that we have endured not only as bearable, but bearing fruit of endurance and hope. With love, we see evil and injustice in the world without fear and with the capacity to reconcile. It is the presence of love in our midst that makes this possible. Without love, there is no compassion, no hope, no reconciliation. There is only darkness. But the light that dwelled in the darkness shall not be vanquished. And this is not due to any actions or words. It is the mere presence of love which accomplishes this. When your beloved walks through that arrival gate of the transformation that happens in the world around you doesn't depend on anything that they do. It's just their presence which makes the hole in your chest fill. When Christ arrives in Bethlehem, he is a helpless infant. He does nothing. It is his very being which makes the angels sing. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and may he abide with us until the end of time, making our darkness light. Amen.